Good afternoon, Los Angeles, and all of Southern California. I'm Farley Malaris, and you're listening to Astrological Metaphysical Radio, the phenomenon of the 80s. Also known as the Astrology Hour, on KFOX, 93.5 FM, your talk alternative. And good afternoon, Southern California. Hey, we have a very interesting show for you today. Happy birthday to a famous Aquarius, Abe Lincoln. We're going to talk about Lincoln's chart. I have Lincoln's birth chart with me. And we're also going to look at some comparisons with President Reagan's chart. And we're going to talk about an article about earthquakes in the LA Times this morning. So I think you should pick up the LA Times. Of course, we're continuing our earthquake watch in Southern California right here on KFOX, the Astrology Hour. We're also going to look at the NBA pro basketball predictions and then NCAA college basketball predictions today as a special treat. And because it's Valentine's Day weekend, if you can get into the Astrology Hour, we're going to be talking to a lot of people today. I will give you a love forecast. Just let me know what type of people or aliens or extraterrestrials you may be interested in. And I'll let you know. I'm going to actually give out dates today to let people know when they can count on some happening love vibrations in their life. First of all, without further ado, let's go right to the LA Times Metro section. And thanks to Jack Jones, who, you got it, somebody in the media in Southern California picked up the story of the earthquake prediction right here on KFOX. As Jim Dulcey, the program director, and myself listened to the show from February 10th, and I introduced the show by saying there's an earthquake watch in Southern California. I hope it doesn't happen during the show. We'll try to keep our heads down. As you know, less than 24 hours later, we had a five-point tumbler. So if you pick up today's edition of the LA Times, the Abe Lincoln edition from Feb 12, 1988, in the Metro section on page 2 at the bottom, the column Only in LA, and I even got a picture in the paper here. And for those of you that don't have a Times, I might as well quote it because it's a pretty funny article. Hardly had the ground settled down Thursday morning when radio astrologer Farley Malaris was reminding everybody that he put his KFOX FM audience on a, quote, earthquake watch, unquote, 5 days ago. And he noted that on Wednesday he had told listeners there would definitely be one within 48 hours. It's all because of the way Saturn and Uranus are aligned right now, according to Malaris. The last time the planets were lined up like this, he said Thursday, there was Pearl Harbor. Perhaps, but Caltech seismologist Dr. Kate Hutton pointed out that although Southern California normally has only one or two quakes a year that measure 6.5 or stronger on the Richter scale, if you get down to magnitude 3, there is one every 2 or 3 days. Since the big Whittier quake last October 1st, Hutton said, there have been a lot of rumors going around about the only predictions she puts any stock in, she said, are those like the U.S. Coast and Geodetic Survey forecast based on records of past tremor cycles of a major shake along the San Andreas Fault near the community of Parkfield in Central California. People, she said, have misinterpreted that to mean that the Southland is in for it. To all of which Malaris responded, I don't predict them unless I think they're going to be recognizable. He says he predicted the October 1st and 3rd quake and then left town, which was true, I did. It might be noted here, by the way, that in a Times article last August, Malaris advanced a few other predictions. George Bush will be the next president of the United States, and that the St. Louis Cardinals were going to beat the New York Yankees in 6 games in the World Series. On Thursday, Malaris clarified his Bush forecast, not by election, either due to Reagan's health or some other cause for him, Reagan, to leave office. As for the World Series, in which the Twins beat the Cardinals in 7, so we got one right, sorta. When it comes to sports, I'm often wrong, but I'm humble about it. That's a quote from me. Which brings us to the forecast made some time ago by Ernesto A. Moshe Montgomery, who describes himself as a British, Jamaican, and Caribbean Jewish psychic. I love that. Talk about a worldly guy. Montgomery claims that California is going to fall into the ocean during a big quake March 2nd. Way back in 1979, he said, he alerted U.S. Senator Alan Cranston to the impending loss of his constituency. Cranston, whose staff doesn't recall it, apparently passed along the warning in routine fashion, along the warning to the Federal Emergency Management Agency, FEMA, according to a copy of the letter obtained by Montgomery, pointed out that the self-described psychic provided no supportive scientific information which could be used to evaluate his prediction. And the best part of the article, of course, the end, neither Hutton nor Malaris is worried about California falling into the ocean, by Jack Jones from Staff and Wire Reports. And all right, so see, there is hope for the media in the world, and especially hope for the media in Southern California. Welcome to the TGIF edition, the Friday version of Astrological Meditation, Metaphysical Radio. And, of course, we are going to look at some really interesting stuff today. Let's take a look at President Lincoln's natal chart, because, frankly, had I been alive back then, and who knows whether I was or not, if I was an astrologer, then I definitely would have advised this gentleman to stay out of the public. Actually, he has a chart extremely similar to President Kennedy, which there's been a lot of similarities between the two. They have heavy air factors in their chart and heavy risk factors in both of their charts. Of course, Kennedy was a Gemini, and Lincoln and Reagan are both Aquariuses. Now, these are presidents that were all shot. Of course, Lincoln and Kennedy were killed. Reagan was injured. But see, Reagan's chart is actually lit for the next 7 or 8 months, also in a caution factor. And because I did have contact with the president before, right before his first inauguration, we actually wrote him a letter of warning where I actually was thinking about designing a bulletproof raincoat for the president. And he didn't wear it, as you know. President Reagan did get shot. But, you know, President Lincoln was such a justice-oriented individual. It's kind of incredible how, even though Lincoln is an Aquarius and Kennedy a Gemini, that they both have this Libra factor, like I do. We all three of us, Lincoln, Kennedy, and myself, and I really don't like to compare myself to two outstanding presidents, but the truth is we all have Mars in Libra, the planet Mars, besides just the sun sign. Sometimes a planet like Mars has significant influence on life force and what's going on inside of a person's soul, what he's made out of. And Mars in Libra really cannot exist. It cannot actually live in a world where there's injustice. And hence, probably the reason why both Lincoln and Kennedy did put their lives on the line. Also, because Kennedy being a Libra rising and Lincoln having Mars in Libra also are the two factors. And actually, the day that, see, Lincoln was born February 12th, 1809, and I estimated in the morning, which made him a double Aquarius Capricorn moon, for you astrologers out there. And Lincoln was shot and killed on Good Friday during Aries Easter time, April 14th, 1865, and this guy has what we would call a chart on fire. I mean, there is so much stress going on in his chart on that day that every one of his planets, including his planet of life and death, which happens to be Mars in the eighth house in Libra, was under critical stress by the sun, exact sun opposition Mars, sun and Aries at 25 Aries. In astrology, that is like a life and death aspect where your life can be threatened from other people whenever an eighth house planet is being opposed by another planet like the sun. So definitely, if an astrologer had been around, or if I had been around, I might have told Lincoln to stay home that week because he had way too much stress going on in his chart. Of course, when something like assassination does happen, a lot of people may think that sort of thing is destined, but I personally like to prevent any kind of horror or trauma or devastation to a man or a nation if possible. But I do praise President Lincoln as one of the greatest presidents who ever lived. I do feel that he would have done a lot more. And I kind of tend to think that he probably left this dimension feeling his job was yet unfinished, but I do think that he still did accomplish much, even though there was great loss during the war. It may take a long time before we can totally overcome this discrimination and competition between individuals, races, colors, and sexes here on this planet. And hopefully one day that will come to pass. But I thought because it was Lincoln's birthday, we could take a look at his chart. And I mean, this is a very powerful, intuitive man. Somebody that was actually way ahead of his time, a very, very scientific chart as a double Aquarian, Abe Lincoln, and also extremely intuitive. So I kind of tend to think that he pretty much had an idea in his mind what was going on. In fact, if there's such a thing as a psychic president, Abe Lincoln had Pisces Scorpio factors in his chart that may have transmuted that. And then the logic and the common sense and the practicality about him would be from having his moon sign in Capricorn. So a very, very powerful man with North Node in Scorpio and sometimes purpose in life may have something to do with martyrdom, believe it or not, when you have what is called North Node in Scorpio. So happy birthday to Grandpa Abe, former President of the United States. And we're going to keep a lookout there and see hopefully if Reagan can stay protected and take care of his health and his life force factors in his chart are under question right now. So I would boost the security around President Reagan to protect him and also make sure he has regular health checkups. because his house of health and his house of life and death are both lit up. All right. So to some happier moments, I've got some predictions for you for this year. First of all, in sports, I've taken a long look at Kareem Abdul-Jabbar's chart, the old man of basketball, right? The cap of the Lakers. And of course, Uncle Magic, the Leo, Kareem, the Aries, and Pat Riley, the coach. Notice that when Pat Riley was gone the other day, that the Lakers lost. And Pat Riley does have magical championship aspects in his chart, which may remember him as one of the greater coaches to live in history, if not at least for the 80s. So we are going for a knockdown, drag-out championship win for the Lakers against the Celtics again. And so we're going to go ahead and predict the Lakers once again as the world champions to finally repeat back-to-back world championships. And they should pretty much blow the Celtics out of the water this time. I'd say in 5 or 6 games, I don't think it'll go 7. Now to the NCAA basketball championships. I have reduced that to 5 teams. Some people on the West Coast will be interested to note that of the 5 teams, we've got Arizona in that grouping, and we also have UNLV, and we also have Temple, which is ranked number 1 right now, and Oklahoma and Kentucky. So we're looking at 2 or 3 of those teams in the final 4. Arizona, UNLV, Temple, Arizona, and Kentucky. And the winner of the NCAA basketball championship should probably go either to UNLV or Arizona, and I'm going to lean towards UNLV. So there you go. Now, as part of our Valentine's Day show, you can waive any comments you have or questions you may have concerning your own personal forecast and just ask for a love forecast, and I'll take a look for you to see what's happening in your love life as my Valentine's gift for you. And, you know, because I don't think anyone should be lonely, and in case you don't have a Valentine out there, I love you, so happy Valentine's Day from Farley Malaris. And we will be going to the phone shortly with this extended topic today as we take a look at love prospects in your chart and in your future to see if we can find some activity there for you. First, let me pause for just a brief break here, because a lot of people who don't know about astrology as a science are not aware that actually astrology is more than just what you read in the newspaper. It's more than just what you might call sun sign astrology. Because here on KFOX and this radio show, what I analyze when I look at someone's life or their forecast or their profile or what I look at to predict things like earthquakes or career relationships is I look at planetary locations, astronomical planetary locations, which we refer to as a chart. It's like a navigational chart, which we call the birth chart or the natal chart. See, understanding a person astrologically is fun, but it really doesn't prove much. See, just knowing someone's sun sign, there's too many people walking around pessimistic and skeptic about astrology because they really are not into what the true meaning of astrology is, because we look at it as astrology on this radio program as a science. Hello, Southern California. My name is Farley Malaris. Welcome back to Astrological Metaphysical Radio, a.k.a. the Astrology Hour on KFOX 93.5 FM, your talk alternative. Happy birthday, Abe Lincoln, today, and happy Valentine's Day to you, the people of Southern California. I'm excited about Valentine's Day, and I'm sure we have a lot of things to talk about. We have a full board of phone calls here, and also one question per caller. If you prefer to waive a personal question, you can ask a general question about anything you want. And if you prefer to waive both, you can ask about your personal love forecast for Valentine's Day, and I'll give you a date you can hopefully look forward to find some love in your life. To Nora, where we left off yesterday, Capricorn, Libra rising, and happy Valentine's Day, Nora.
Same to you, Farley.
How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing okay, dealing with a cold.
I'm happier because finally someone picked up our prediction here on KFOX. The blessed L.A. Times, so I'm really happy about that.
Yeah, I think that's really good.
Did you see it?
No, I didn't, so I'm really happy to hear about it.
Yeah, it's kind of cute.
Yeah, listen, you kind of freaked me out with the Mars in Libra, because I have Mars in Libra, but I can relate to it.
You can't stand injustice, right?
That's right.
And you're a perfectionist when it comes to balance, and you can't go too long with an argument, because it probably irritates you, right?
Oh, I can't stand arguments.
So, you know, see, like, Mars in Libra is the epitome of peace and freedom. They're not charming, manipulative people, and if they're not power-hungry, then the bright side is that they need peace and love and balance and hope and justice in the world.
Yeah, that's true.
Did you know Elvis had Mars in Libra, too?
Oh, did he?
Yeah, I think he spread a lot of love around, too.
Yeah, he was pretty metaphysical also.
So what's your question, Nora?
Okay, I've been doing some experimentation in the past few months, and it's really amazing to see how relationships are validated through astrology. For example, my best friends, who have been friends for many, many years, I just had their charts done by you, And I found that they have the same degree rising, if not in the same sign and degree rising.
Now, for people that don't know what a rising sign is, that's what we call the most important part of a natal chart. It's what sign is actually rising on the eastern horizon where the sun rises, and it's called the personality point or the identity, the childhood factor. And what Nora's talking about is, I've discussed, if people have same rising signs, there's an uncanny compatibility, which you are now confirming.
That's right, and I think it's really interesting that the ones I've gotten along with so well, now I'm seeing it in astrology, how we have the same degrees in the different planets in the houses, in the rising sign. And I was curious if I met somebody who had also like 15 or 16 degree Libra rising.
Now, aren't you married, Nora?
Yes, I am.
What's your husband's rising?
He's a Sagittarius.
That's different.
That's different.
I like to think that soulmates and soul twins are people that really magnetize to each other, like when you hold two magnets on the table and they just go zip together. I find myself favoring Libra rising people, especially from like 12 to like 28.
Mm-hmm.
When they're too early, they square my Venus. So a little bit stress there. But yeah, you will find that the same rising as you is very, very charismatic.
Yeah, there's an immediate connection.
Okay, thank you, Nora.
Thanks a lot, Harley.
Bye.
Bye.
Now we'll go to Pamela, leaving one line open, and talk about Libra. That's what Pamela is. Hi, Pam.
Good morning, Farley.
Good afternoon.
Can't believe it. Yeah, I'm in a Libra rising, too.
What degree is yours?
On my chart here, it says 1.57.
Well, you're a good student.
Yeah.
You know your numbers.
Well, I've got my chart right here in front of me. So.
What's your question, hon?
Well, I've got a couple of questions, but I should limit either to one, either to the...
Yeah, because we're going to try and talk to a lot of people today.
Okay. Let's stay with work.
You mean that's the most important thing in your life, is you're obsessed with career, and that's why you prevent yourself from having it.
Well, no, what's happening is I just quit my job, Farley.
You're not only not obsessed with career, you want some space is what it is.
Well, I quit this job on the 22nd because the woman that I was working with, the manager, was just really abusive to me.
Really? How long did you put up with this?
11 months.
Now, what kind of torture chamber are we talking about here? Why would you do that?
Well, it was. I thought that there were some benefits behind it.
Uh-huh.
You know, that I would go from being an assistant manager into some management after I worked, you know, with her and really stuck it out for that length of time.
Did they con you?
It felt like it, yeah. I was promised some training classes that never came my way. And
you know what I think about you, Pamela, frankly?
Mm.
You're like me. You know, frankly, you should either be your own boss. You should be a counselor, an astrologer, a therapist, somebody that has your own... Don't you have moon in Scorpio, too?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, and, you know, we're both Scorpio, moon, Libra risings. We're like a couple of peas in a pod here. And, you know, just between you and me and the lamppost and these thousands of people listening, if you don't do something on your own, then you'll repeatedly be subject to dealing with this political stuff and career. That goes with the turf. I never met a Libra rising Scorpio moon that was happy working for other people unless they were given a lot of space and freedom.
Yeah, I agree.
My opinion, okay?
Well, what I'm planning on doing, Farley, is my next plan down the line here is to get into wardrobing with the films.
See, now that might not be bad because in show business, usually if you're given your own department, everybody is so busy that you're kind of made responsible for your own little business.
Mm-hmm.
And besides, that's challenging, so that might not be a bad attempt for you. And you are showing lots of career power coming up here. So I'd go for it.
Okay, can you see when I'll be having another job come in or a good possibility of this changeover?
You know, if Mercury wasn't retrograde, I'd say imminent.
Imminent.
Yeah, so you can wait till after the 23rd. Of February, but still, you know, you're lit for immediate employment. It all depends on your confidence, I would think.
Immediate employment, great.
Okay.
I'm just having to force myself to get out there and interview at this point.
Well, go for it.
Okay.
Bye.
Thanks.
Okay. Let's go to Jean now, Pisces. How you doing, Jean?
Hi, Farley. How are you doing?
Real good. What's the good word in your life? Something wonderful happening to you?
Well, yes.
You want to share it with us?
Well, the things that are happening right now, I'm going through this Saturn return.
And it's wonderful, huh? Do you want to explain what a Saturn return is to people that don't know?
Well, this is when you're approaching, when you're over 28, and I think it ends like you're 30 or 31. And I'm turning 29, and I'm doing these different things in two different industries, like in the fashion industry and in the music. So things are suddenly starting to break for me.
So your big lesson, because you were born in 1959, is this career. And that's why you're doing two things at once, trying to figure out what to do at all, right?
Yeah. Either to make them work together or something.
And you have a chart of a psychologist, too, Jean. Do you feel like one sometimes?
Yeah, I do.
Do you want to give me some instant therapy? Do you know, Jean, I go boating sometimes, and there's a friend of mine that has a boat down in the marina that I go visit. His name's Dr. Morton. He listens to the show, and I call him my psychiatrist because he's a psychiatrist, but I don't have to ever pay him anything, but... He says the best therapy is just to go on a boat or go to the marina or whatever. I believe that, too.
Right. It takes a good listener, too.
He's a funny guy. You know, I think the best therapy for anyone is laughing. That's what I... Because every time I see this guy, he's always laughing, so it makes me laugh. What can we do for you?
Well, I was just concerned about a general scan, and I'm, like, mainly concerned about my money, too, because I promise as soon as I get that right, I'm going to join.
How about a wave of income almost any day now? Is something cooking right now?
Yeah, there are quite a few things cooking. Well,
you're having a Venus factor, Jean. You're having what's called a Venus returns to Aries in your chart. What it does is it complements another planet, the planet Uranus, which can bring about sudden, unexpected, like a windfall of money, like coming out of the sky, like raining dollars. You know, and sometimes it can come from a tip, from a friend,
uh-huh.
or from somebody in the family, or from some creative burst, like a promotion or an advertising program. So if you just sit down and turn on the light bulb a little bit in your mind, you might come up with something that can create instant bucks for you, and you'll be surprised how much will come in almost immediately. It starts now, and it goes for about 2 months. How's that?
That sounds great.
Sounds like it's Christmas, doesn't it?
Yeah, in fact, this morning I just got a call from one of the ladies that I'm going to the studio tomorrow to put down some tracks.
Go for it. Good time to do it.
Yeah, and she asked me, well, do you think you might want to go to Japan for a month? I said, well...
Somebody said that to Farley. Farley, you want to go to Japan? I go, no, me travel? I go, I'd like to give one of these teeth away to travel, actually. Yeah, I love Japan. Oh, I think I've been there in a past life or something. I don't know. I got to go. Good luck.
Thanks, Farley.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Earthquake Watch continues, so keep your eyes open. Have a wonderful day. We'll see you real soon. How about weekdays on KFOX 93.5 FM at 12 noon? Bye, everybody.